Oh, you ready?
I'll tell you what,
we got them backed up 1 minute apart. We can't dilly dally here.
I thought the lights were about to go out.
He's firing up the old machine. Now you good? We're back in normal session. I move that we cease allocation of the sewer utility tax to the village of Bradleyville that's been recently disincorporated.
Second, this is by approval of the sewer board.
At the recommendation of the sewer board, yep.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, we have 4 minutes ahead of schedule.
Wow. What about the grant?
What?
Project or something, the grant project?
Okay.
Aren't we going to do something at 2:59?
Well, we are. Bob's going to be down here right in
4 minutes.
Oh,
we got 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes. Saying.
Well, I'll tell you 5 minutes.
Will give me just exactly one
second. Danny did.
He beat me.
Thanks. I beat him.
Okay, so really what it comes down to is that we have an opportunity through the economic recovery bond. I think it's economic, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, it's a recovery zone bond. We have given some allocation from the state, both in public and private placement. The private being the county, public being businesses. We have found the public part, meaning we've got the two businesses that are got their plans in place and they're ready to go forward, and we're going to submit those. One for $1.5 million and one for, I can't remember what the other size is.
Who are they?
One is Arrowhead Roofing Supplies. They're a new business that we're bringing in. They're building a factory and should be creating anywhere between 50 and 120 jobs. It's going to be located in Hollister.
Really?
Uh-huh. We've been,
I saw the name earlier, but I didn't know what they were about.
Roofing material? They've been
like shingles or paper or something like that.
Been with shingles, yes.
Wow.
So Hollister is working with them. They're going to be located in Hollister, this is just one of those things that the recovery zone bond gives them basically a credit on the interest rate.
Right.
Now we have an opportunity if we choose to. We had a chance. We were supposed to have a whole lot more time, but they've changed the rules on us. So the question was, do we want to bond anything, any short-term projects for bonding from the county? I was hoping to have more time. That way I could, I was waiting for to the, was it CDBG grant? I was waiting to have results for that so that the timing was supposed to work out.
Did you say something?
No, I'm glad you're running up here. So
he was about to put his head through that wall.
I know it.
The old man's more agile than he looks.
Oh. You're moving quick, I'll tell you that.
I'm trying to think how to respond to it. More agile than I think. Or anyway, at this point, the question is, well, we would bond only if we had some other commitments and we were trying to spread out some payments, but right now I don't have the results of the other grant that I was hoping to have so that I could actually have the reason I was even looking at it. So We have through tomorrow to come up with any bonding initiatives that the county wants to do.
Public or private, right?
Public or private.
So there could be other.
No. This is just private, meaning just the county. We have the public ones taken care of.
Okay.
The one I was thinking, there was a couple I was thinking. I thought about a bridge, just because we haven't done any bonding. But once again, we don't know if it's going to get covered or not through CDBG. And another one would have been a great one is if we would have got a loan on the hangar that we built, then we could have turned that and did the bond with that and not paid any interest, you know, versus self-funding it. So the timing's pretty rough for us to have anything turned around. That's the problem. I think because of the timing, we have basically 24 hours plus two. So 26 hours is all we have to respond because of the new rules the state just gave down to us. So I would say there's nothing. I don't think we can make the timeline.
Are you requesting that Joan stop?
No, not she's got no. She has to do two for the.
Right.
I'm just going to tell her that we don't have anything. The county has nothing.
Okay.
So she'll just be restricted to those two projects she's working on. So
because she's going I mean, she's
Going gangbusters to get that thing done.
Right.
So, I guess the answer would be nothing.
I agree.
Okay.
Later, Gator.
There's still going to be a resolution that Bob we're working on to pass for the other two bonds that we're submitting. So that's a resolution we'll have to pass. Bob has the wording for that from L.J. Hart. Gave us a sample of the resolution, so he's filling in the blanks for that. If we could have a 2-minute recess so I can go print some stuff off for our 3 o'clock, because the 3 o'clock is the sick leave policy. We got something from some other information, I think, that I just want to be a little more prepared for.
Recess.
Okay.
Give me time to go see a massage therapist.